The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and just reviewing some texting from my lovely and gracious wife, Robin, making sure that I understand that her mother is a pescatarian who eats mainly fish as her protein source, loves all kinds of vegetables, loves crabs, occasionally a little piece of chicken, but not much. So, Judy, if you're listening, we just want to clear that up. She did Google the corn creamer, so we've got that. Probably got one coming from some source somewhere. And here is her famous rub. We use this on ribs. We use it on roasts when we're doing something on the grill. And here's what it is. I always let the meat, like the roast or whatever, come to room temperature, and I pat it off a little bit and then add this rub. And I don't really rub it into the surface. I more or less sprinkle it on both sides, cover the meat in this. She uses 3/4 cup of brown sugar, a tablespoon of garlic powder, tablespoon of onion powder, a tablespoon of paprika, salt and pepper. Real simple. Tablespoon of garlic powder, tablespoon of onion powder, tablespoon of paprika, salt and pepper, 3/4 cup of brown sugar or more. And when that caramelizes on, you know, on ribs or whatever, and, you know, that's marinating that juice, I put it on both sides liberally and wrap whatever I'm going to put on the grill in aluminum foil. And I don't cook it directly on the coals. I use indirect heat. I either put it on the rack behind the coals, or I only put the coals on 1/3 of the grill and then put this over to the side. And it's, you know, it's, especially ribs. But, man, on a sick of deer roast, a deer roast, this stuff is just spectacular. Forms a nice little crust, kind of a glazy crust. Oh, you don't want to know, Chris. It's just too appetizing.
So. Eat it today, wear it tomorrow type thing?
No. It's wonderful. No, I like it. And then John B. says his mom used to make chicken gizzards and hearts in, what did she make it in? Oh, a white gravy made with cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
You know what I really like?
What?
You're going to find this really weird. You know, we shoot doves and eat the breast of the dove.
Mm-hmm.
I like dove breasts. About the same size of a dove breast is a goose heart, a Canada goose heart. Okay?
Okay.
You take a Canada goose heart, you cut it in half, you rinse it out, okay? And you can make that in stews or gravy or whatever you want to make Canada goose heart in, eat it over, you know, whatever you want to eat it over. Since I'm not allowed to have rice and potatoes anymore, it's going to be a little difficult, but I love goose heart. I like it in a stew or soup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Yeah, people just, you know, they breast the goose out and they go, oh, you know, I got to fix this like beef, you know, because it's kind of a red meat.
Yeah.
But the heart is tender and delicious.
Mmm.
Mmm.
It's almost 6:15 in the morning, and
I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry. Darn right. You're darn right. So, yeah, and Ted sent us, I mentioned this briefly, but we were kind of running out of time. Ted mentioned the J.O. Spice response to PETA, which is on their Facebook page. Pretty funny. The other white meat, covering J.O. Spice, eat with friends. Yeah, eat a bushel. I got it. Good Baltimore company. Now it's time to start the second hour. I'm not going to repeat the news from the first hour, so we'll just go to something else here. Let's see what this is. Release from the Department of Natural Resources. Oh, this guy. Yeah. I wanted to talk about this guy. Okay. You know, a lot of times they don't put the news from the Natural Resources Police on the press release that everybody gets. You kind of got to go down to the bottom and click on the news section, and then they list it: boating, education, fishing, forestry, hunting, lands, parks, police, waters, wildlife, and events. And I click on police, click it. What I'm trying to say, and there's all the stuff from the Natural Resources Police. So here's this guy from Wicomico County, billed himself as OC Shark Hunter on social media. How do you like that? He was charged last Sunday with guiding fishing trips without a license. Now, I don't know if the Nicholas Ager, 43, of Willards, was arrested after a two-month investigation of complaints about offers of paid shark fishing excursions on Assateague Island. Maryland Natural Police officers were able to identify Ager as the unlicensed guide and administrator of OC Shark Hunter social media accounts on Facebook and Instagram. Those accounts had been reported displaying pictures of Ager with illegally beached species of sharks taken from waters off Worcester County. Undercover officers booked an August 19th trip for $750 with Ager to catch large shark species from the oversand vehicle portion of Assateague Island. They found him waiting for them at the arranged time and place. In addition to state charges, Ager faces federal charges for operating a business on public land without a permit. A court date has not been set. If he's found guilty of the state charges, he could be sentenced to up to a year in jail and fined $1,000. There you go. So, August 19th, wasn't that last Sunday? Yeah, we were down there. That's the day we were down there. How about that? Oh, Rich in Westminster. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Hey, somebody sent my wife shared a post on Facebook yesterday about it was a picture, a trail camera picture of a mountain lion off Mineral Hill Road in Sykesville.
Really?
Taken on August 20th.
Why don't you share that with me?
I'll try to get my wife to. I don't know how to do it. I'm not on Facebook.
Okay, well, she can email it, she can message, she can Facebook, whatever she wants to. Private message probably be better.
What would be better?
Probably what's called a private message.
Okay.
Interesting stuff, though.
Does she get on your Facebook?
She can go to Alan Ellis. She can go to Maryland Hunting Coalition. She can go to Bucks, Bears, Stags. You know, there's any myriad of Facebook pages that we have. So.
We'll figure something out. I'll get her to forward that along somehow.
Sounds good.
Hey, we just missed, I don't know if you could email me or whatever, but she just missed the, she was writing down that recipe about the dry rub and couldn't write fast.
Oh, I'll just repeat it. 3/4 of a cup of brown sugar or more if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Tablespoon of garlic powder. Tablespoon of onion powder. Tablespoon of paprika. And then salt and pepper to taste.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Alan.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680. We're sharing recipes and violations and everything else here. As usual, I didn't do that. Okay. Oh, there's from our trapping buddy on the Eastern Shore. He said, I saw the pic on Facebook. It's 100% bobcat, which isn't a surprise. Mountain lion would be a little surprising, but he says it's a bobcat, 100%. So, good. We know we have bobcats in Maryland. Mountain lions, not so much. So, Speaking of Facebook, you know, we've had two posts on the Maryland Hunting Coalition be taken down. One was a picture of a beautiful Weatherby, a Weatherby Vanguard Sporter in 300 Winchester Magnum that's going to be available at our September 19th dinner and benefit at Annie's on Kent Narrows. And if you don't know anything about it, you can go to Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page or Maryland Hunting Coalition website. You can download the flyer. You can purchase your tickets. And it's, you know, the Eastern Shore version of our fundraiser, which is coming up March 23rd in Westminster next year. Okay? We're trying the Eastern Shore. We're going to see what our participation is. So far, so good, but not that great. So if you live on the Eastern Shore, you like to hunt, and you know, you want to fellowship with your fellow hunters and perhaps, you know, win some really great prizes or on auctions or, you know, raffles or games or whatever it might be. We've got bows and crossbows and guns and trips and that type of thing available. You'll meet a lot of nice people in a beautiful location, Annie's Paramount Steakhouse. You can check it out on our website and our Facebook page, mdhuntingcoalition.org or MD Hunting Coalition Facebook. We'd love to have you. It's a Wednesday evening, 5 to 9. We kind of did it so that, you know, you're not out in the woods that day, or, you know, you can hunt in the morning or whatever, but it's a Wednesday. It's not a weekend during hunting season. So check that out, please. We've got some good folks there you'll meet that have already signed up, but we could always use some more. We only have about 15 tables available. You know, there's only room for about 150 people, which is half the crowd in Westminster. So come on down and enjoy an evening with us on Maryland's Eastern Shore. And so anyway, we put up things that are going on with the Hunting Coalition. You know, we work all year round. We communicate with lawmakers year round through the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. We communicate with the Department of Natural Resources on issues of concern. Matter of fact, we have a meeting on Monday to talk about legislative concerns for 2019. But we do our due diligence. We know the law. We know the regulations. We know of what we speak. We're not out there just, shooting in the dark. We do everything from a non-emotional stance. We do everything from a fact-based stance that we have. And, you know, we put it out there on Facebook. People who don't read the message or don't read the backup to the message or don't follow the link to the message, you know, they just shoot wildly back at the coalition. So I just wanted to say to those detractors, shut the hell up if you don't get involved. If you get involved and you want to communicate directly with us and you want to come to one of our benefits or you want to come to testify in Annapolis or you want to come and find out what we're doing, rather than shoot from the lip on social media, okay, and blast us for... You simply show your own ignorance of the facts. Okay? That's the only thing I can say. I'm not gonna debate you on a social media page. Okay? I'm not gonna call you out by name here. But I am gonna say, before you do, become informed and understand what the issue is. That's all. Very simple. Let's talk to Geraldine in Easton. Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's up?
I heard you mention that someone had to pay a fine for violation of what?
This man was an unlicensed guide selling shark fishing trips on Assateague Island to land large shark species that he wasn't allowed to do.
Because I just renewed my fishing license, and I wasn't sure I don't do anything, you know.
No, this guy was a bad operator. He was operating in bad faith. He was selling himself as a guide on social media, and DNR booked a trip with him, and he met them on public land, and with an offer to catch a large shark species.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call. Glad to clarify.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. How you doing there, Chris?
I'm fine, Alan. How you doing?
I'm taking a break.
Okay.
Taking a little breather.
Okay.
Dead air, you know.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I hopped on real quick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know you don't like dead air. But, you know, people kind of, I like them to kind of wonder what's going on if I've keeled over or, you know, something like that.
They'd probably hear me say call 9.
Well, no, it's all good, man. It's all good. So, anyway, all right. Why don't we take our first break?
Good idea.
I think we should, and I think I should tell the folks about Onyx. Small O, small N, capital X. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Thank you. Summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips and corn on the cob and even steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes, cool, cold, juicy melons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's, they like crabs, but they like to eat it with corn. They steam their corn with their crabs. So imagine, put your crabs in there and your seasoning, and then you put your corn on top and you put more crab spice on top of that and steam it all together. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. At their enormous produce barn, I can't say barn this morning. I've said born twice. It's a barn. It's a big old pole barn. It's got a lot of fruits and vegetables in it. Their own tasty, super sweet corn with homegrown tomatoes are ready. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet, sweet watermelons. Seeded and seedless. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Here's the phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. And that phone number again for your family reunion, your church picnic, or your get-together with friends for corn and melons and tomatoes and all that good stuff is 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
You know, I said I'd mention Clyde Sports Shop and talk about their fishing stuff. Well, they do have a lot of fishing stuff. They have rods and reels. As a matter of fact, I bought a rod and reel there not long ago for my son-in-law. Rods and reels. They have, line, of course, all the terminal tackle, the non-offset circle hooks, the, anything for panfish to trout to, striped bass, largemouth bass, you know, they've got freshwater and saltwater as well. All the crabbing supplies, the open top crab pots, the stackable crab traps is what they call them, the nets, the trot lines, the bait. That's what's the important part is the bait. They have all manner of live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing. They've got their own seasoning. They've got the steamer pots. I mean, it's all right there. Clyde Sports Shop. If you like to fish or crab, that's where you go if you live in Baltimore. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and they even have a 24-hour fishing hotline, a fishing report. It tells you where the fish are biting, what bait to use to catch them. And that's 410-247, imagine 24/7, fish, 247-3474. 247 fish. Real simple. Clyde Sports Shop. If you're a fisherman, if you're a crabber, stop by and see what they got. You'll be glad you did.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
That's the other day, and that was playing. I'm serious. Let's talk to John there in Towson, see what John has to say. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Okay.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Well, I always wake up to your show every Saturday morning. I'm not a fisherman or a hunter, but my older brother was. And he was a member of the Liberty Road Fishing Game.
Oh, man, that goes back.
It sure does. And when I was in the Marine Corps in the 50s, and I used to come up here on the weekends, and we'd go to the dances up there and all, and Frank Smoot was a member.
Frank Burt Smoot. I remember Frank.
Yep. Right. Well, I'm sitting here looking at one of his paintings.
I have several of them, yes.
Oh, okay.
I do, yeah.
This was my brother's I found when he died. I found it in his stuff. I also have two small drawings done by another artist. I can't make out his name. It looks like Jay Brown. I'm not sure.
Okay.
1985. Frank smoking his pipe.
Yep. Right. I interviewed Frank here years ago.
Okay.
Years and years ago. No podcast of that broadcast, but Frank talked about, I don't know how much people know about Frank Burt Smoot, but he was a conservationist before any of us even thought about being being conservationist. He loved
That's
to fish.
Right. Yeah.
He was a founding member of the Jungle Cock Society, which introduces youngsters into the beautiful world of fly fishing.
Right.
He was a mentor of many well-known anglers. He sat here in the studio. Matter of fact, it was in the old studio. He sat there and he told us about his great-grandfather. Wilder, got in a fight with Wild Bill Hickok, or was present when there was a fight. And he said the only thing that happened was they broke the mirror behind the bar, and a barmaid got hit with a piece of flying glass. Nobody else got hurt in a shootout that? inside a saloon. So
yeah. I had a business in Cockeysville, a locksmith business, up until 2005, and Lefty Carr used
Craig,
to come
Lefty
into my
Craig.
Shop.
Lefty Craig.
Every time that he went on a fishing trip, he'd come in and get keys made, and we'd stand there and talk for an hour or so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, another great guy, I'll tell you. And I was sure sorry to hear what he passed away.
Oh, yeah. Lefty passed away this year, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Got a picture of him on the Ellis Outdoors website.
Okay.
My last interview with him down at the Maryland Fishing Challenge a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he used to tell me some great stories about where he was going fishing.
Oh, my.
Out of the country and all.
Man was a worldwide traveler.
Yes,
You know, he loved fishing for bonefish down in the Caribbean. And,
yeah.
You know, he was the ultimate fly caster. He could empty a spool of fly line on one cast after he got it going. And, you know, I liked Lefty. I met him back in the early 80s, and first thing he did was walk up to me and tell me a joke.
Yeah.
You want to hear the last Lefty joke he ever told me?
What's that?
Okay. So, fella's on a safari, and he hears a great crashing in the jungle, okay? And he breaks through the brush, and he looks, and there's a dead giant rhinoceros laying there. And he looked around, and he couldn't see any, you know, shot or arrow wound or anything like that. And all of a sudden, up from behind the rhinoceros pops a pygmy. And he looks at the pygmy, and he says, "Did you kill this rhino?" And the pygmy said, "Yes, I did." He said, "Well, how'd you kill it?" He said, "With my club." He said, "With your club? A full-grown rhino? How big's your club?" Pygmy said, "There's 86 of us."
86 of us.
That was a Lefty joke.
Yeah.
I remember that one. I remember the first one, too, but I can't say it on the air. So, and I know, John, he probably told you a joke or two.
Yes, he has. In fact, I don't remember him, but I know he always had one when he came.
Yeah, and most of them were non-repeatable.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I bring back a memory for you there, John.
I've been calling you for some time.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know if this print is worth anything or what, but it's a signed print, and very nice. I don't even know what the fish are. There's two small fish on it.
Okay.
Painting.
Why don't you why don't you stay on the line? Okay.
Okay.
And you'll hear a click, and that'll be Chris picking up your line, and he'll get your phone number. I'll give you a call. We'll discuss it off the air.
Oh, okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds fine.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Don't hang up.
No.
There he goes. All right. While he's doing that, I'll talk to Fran. Hey, girl, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fine. I was sitting here listening to your show, of course. I listen every week.
Yep.
And then you mentioned that banquet on the Eastern Shore, the one you want to try this year.
Yes,
December
exactly.
19th.
Yep.
And you said not going as great as you thought. Well, people are going to do it at the last minute.
Of course. Yeah.
Because they got that Labor Day holiday coming up. And then they're going to start, you know, filling the seats. But I want you to hold my seat.
Okay.
I'm sending you my money next week.
We'll hold your seat.
And let me tell you, I didn't think I could come, you
okay,
know.
Okay, sure.
Because you say Eastern Shore.
We'll get you
Island,
ride.
And I thought transportation and all that. And then you said the magic word.
What?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you why. You know my form of transportation, right?
Yep.
You guys always teasing me on a bus or a cab.
Yeah, yeah.
But let me tell you, you know, sometimes it pays not to have a lot of money.
I hear you.
You end up not spending a lot that you would have spent.
Right.
But anyway, let me tell you, I got on the phone. I started calling all the transportation places, and I said, because they do things during the week that they don't do on the weekend. And so by being on a Wednesday, I found out I'm able to come down there.
Well, good. Congratulations. I wonder. That's wonderful.
Said, whoa. I said, now, friend, this is an opportunity because you talk about the Ken Island, Eastern Shore, all those places, and you know the pictures and the photographs and the prints, like The Last Man to Call. They're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You take your breath away. And I thought to myself, this is an opportunity for you to see the sunset and the sunrise in Ken Island. And the pictures look so beautiful, you know. It's like it humbles your spirit and feeds your soul. And I said, friend, now that they're doing it on a Wednesday down there, you can't miss this. So I'm hoping and planning and that I plan to be there and see this for myself. And people, don't hesitate. I know you haven't had this before, but the food is going to be great. And we're going to have a good time. And it's hump day. You know, you need a little party hump.
Oh, yeah. No question about that.
So that's all I want to do is to tell you I'm going to try my best to come down the Eastern Shore.
Well, thank you, friend. And we look forward to seeing you there. And if you need to get there somehow, we'll figure that out. You don't need to worry about that.
No,
we will always take care of you then.
Let me tell you, this transportation turned out to be, let me put it this way, it's a bus. Beautiful.
Nice, nice.
And it's only 6 blocks from my house.
Well, that's good.
I said, oh, boy, that only thing, they don't bring you back at night, so I'll be staying a couple days.
Well, Fran, our buddy Fred over at Aircraft Heating and Cooling stopped to see him the other day, and he just texted me. Maybe you heard it. And he thinks that your calls and you are fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't take the credit. I have to give the credit to you because you got me up off that sofa and made me want to come outside because you sounded so happy with the outdoor life.
I am.
And I'll tell you, I've been up off the sofa and running around ever since as best as I can.
Yep. Yep, I know it.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Fantastic, Fran. Thank you very much, girl.
No problem.
See Bye-bye. You soon. Bye-bye. There's a young lady right there, and they're I'm not going to tell you, but Fran has minor disability. She comes to every event. African-American woman, public transportation from Baltimore City, comes to every event the Maryland Hunting Coalition has because she believes in what we do. She knows we stand for the wildlife. She's read our mission statement, and she understands it, okay? And we do not necessarily buy into some common thinking. We kind of think outside the box, and we think that we have enough insight into the General Assembly and enough of standing with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus that we can get great things done for hunters in Maryland. And we have the Poaching Restitution Act, the repeal of strict liability. We've stopped the commercial sale of venison of deer that were killed on crop damage permits. We've opened, the first act was opening over 700 acres of public hunting land. The first thing we ever did. We have continuously stood for the advancement of Sunday hunting in Maryland, done the right way through legislation on the local level. We've posted all that on our website. We believe that people need to register to vote, so we've got a link to how to register to vote on our website. We've got an explanation of how the political process works in Maryland in the General Assembly. Makes your eyes bleed, but there's also a strategy section on that Politics 101 page on our website that talks about how a local hunting organization or just a group of interested hunters can work through the process beginning, with your county council and how that process works. So, we've done a lot to advance the cause of hunters here in Maryland. And we just think that, for example, the thing that we've got now is we just sent a letter to DNR asking questions about this agricultural deer cooperator permit. We finally got our answers after 7 weeks, and they were non-answers. Okay, here's a question. How much of these hunting-derived revenues are annually diverted from wildlife management to DMP, deer management permit, issuance and oversight, and the detrimental impact to wildlife management via the diversion? In other words, how much money do you spend on crop damage, the crop damage permit program, giving farmers the ability to kill deer 365 days a year? How much of the money comes from, how much money does that cost? We know the answer. We know the answer because it came out in our summit last year. Here's the non-answer from the Department of Natural Resources. Revenues are not diverted for this purpose. Special funds, for example, hunting license revenues, are authorized to administer this program. So in other words, hunters, when you buy your license, you know, a portion of your license goes to administer the crop damage permit for farmers who can kill deer 365 days a year. And now, to help administer a program where farmers can apply for a deer cooperator permit and jump through some hoops and get it to be able to shoot deer at night. Here's another question. Will the farmer with a new deer cooperator permit be allowed to kill fawns, does, and bucks with any weapon of choice 24/7? That's different than 365. That's 24/7, including Sundays. The answer is yes. Farmers with the new DCP, deer cooperator permit, will be allowed to kill fawns, does, and bucks with any weapon of choice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including Sundays, okay, from February 1st through March 31st. Here's the answer. Yes, although male deer will not be killed during the season when they are carrying antlers. No, they won't be. They'll be killed as antlerless deer. So, guys, if you're managing a farm for deer, you know, and you're doing your due diligence and you're taking your does and you're managing for bigger bucks, okay? And you're next to a farmer who has a deer cooperator permit, guess what? Those deer that you're managing, you know, they're not confined unless there's a high fence, so they're going to roam the area. So if they're out there feeding in the field from February 1st to March 31st and they've already dropped their antlers, they're going to be dropped probably at night during that time. Probably at night. This also affects a lot of Sitka deer hunters, you know, in Dorchester County. So, you know, the non-answer, the whole letter is on our website under the news page. So just keep that in mind. That's all. Chris in Halethorpe. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Doing well, Alan. Yourself?
Doing well. What's up?
That's good. I didn't catch it earlier. How was your trip last week?
Blown out.
Yeah?
Yep. Didn't go.
That was too bad.
Yeah, I know. I loved it going out, you know?
Yeah. That's been a good show you did up, though.
Oh, did we do a good show? I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, that was very informative. I really enjoyed that.
Good, good.
Hey, so, I know you've worked in
hello?
I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this. You've worked in, kind of like worked with politicians to improve hunting opportunities and such as that for a long time.
Well, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, I mean, if you read the mission statement and so forth, but we've got all that. We've established standing within the General Assembly, and we have a full-time advocate or a full-time lobbyist that we pay year-round. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, how successful do you feel you are? Because I know myself, I've gotten to the point where I just, like, my eyes glaze over with politics.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So you contact your senators and stuff, and you get the nice form letter back. Well, I appreciate you contacting me.
Oh, I know. Yep.
You know, it's like, especially here in Maryland, you may as well talk to a fence post. Cause
well, here's the situation, okay, and here's why we are successful. Our lobbyist has been in Annapolis for 41 years. He has performed all the backroom duties of crafting legislation. He worked for the Speaker of the House. He's been through all the, he knows the operation. He knows how things work. Okay. And over those 40 years, he's formed alliances on both sides of the aisles, both parties, senators, delegates, and so forth. And he knows the structure. And he knows if you put a bill in to change a hunting law, he knows where he's going to find a friendly response, whether it's in the Senate,
yeah,
whether it's in the House. And, of course, at the end of the day, if the Senate passes a bill, then it goes to the House. The House passes a bill, it goes to the Senate, you know, and there's reconciliation and so forth. So this is how we work, by knowing the intricacies of how the process works there in the General Assembly. We know which politicians are on our side going in. We know which ones aren't going in. We know which ones we have to make a financial contribution to. And we know which ones that have no juice. Okay?
I don't know how you do it, man.
It's the knowledge of our advocate. Bill Miles is just a master at this, okay?
Yeah.
I've learned at his elbow watching him work, and it's absolutely amazing, you know?
Yeah.
He's friends with our opponents, he's friends with our allies.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he shows up and argues a cause, everything, look, just like Sunday hunting. There's background information on Sunday hunting that took hundreds of hours to craft. The poaching restitution, they call it a white paper. The background information, the research took hundreds of hours to do. Then our testimony is crafted based on fact, not on emotional arguments, okay? Our detractors come in there and they say, oh, somebody shot a gun and I almost fell off my horse. You know, one of those deals.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got a page of testimony that outlines A, B, C, D. Okay. Well, when you're testifying, you simply, you know, you have 2 minutes. Okay. So if you say, Madam Chairman, this is our thought process and this is what we think and this is what we believe, you know, and then somebody comes in and goes, you know, with the emotional argument, that's what you have to deal with, and you have to win to convince those majority of people. Sometimes it's only 7 or 8 people. Sometimes it's a few more, 7 or 8 people, to advance your legislation. It's not the whole body. It's not all 180-some lawmakers, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to get to the key people, and that's what we're proficient at doing. And that's what the general public doesn't understand about how we do it. You know, oh, Democrats hate hunters and all this crap. You know, guess what? The Democrats are in charge. You know, even though the governor's a Republican, the Democrats are in charge.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got allies on both sides of the aisle, both chambers. We've got allies on certain committees. We know who we can go to. We know who we have to contribute to.
What?
And that's how the game works.
Yeah.
You know, we're not one of those firearms lobbyists that, you know, goes down there and doesn't promote the anti-gun legislation or doesn't fight it hard enough. And then they go to a cocktail party with members of the committee and everybody, you know, shakes hands and laughs and tells jokes. No, we're not those folks.
Right.
You know, we don't do that. We work for our constituents, and we work damn hard at it.
Well, I do appreciate you always fighting a good fight for us.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. And, you know, Chris, maybe you can show up at one of our benefits. It'd be great. You know?
You always have them on the days that I'm work. I got a really funky work schedule.
So. Well, I guess you do. Well,
maybe one of these days.
September 19th, Annie's Paramount Steakhouse on Kent Narrows. And it's a Wednesday night. Maybe you can, you know, maybe you can figure out a way to do it. But, you know, we love it. And, you know,
all right, partner. Well, thank
all right,
you
buddy.
For all your hard work.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the good words.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. It's hard work. It's hard work making this go. And here's the thing. None of our directors, including me as executive director, pull any salary or make any money off the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Okay? our money is spent on marketing, promotion, materials, and most importantly, our lobbying. We have a contract, an annual contract with our lobbyist, and that's where the bulk of the money goes. The rest of the money also goes to making political contributions to our allies, to our friends and allies on the committees. Okay. It's just the way it is. You know, we go to political functions. We eat bad food sometimes, you know, and make, you know, I once paid $250 for breakfast. Yep. $250 for breakfast. Mhm. Yep. Didn't even get an egg. Got like a,
croissant or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like a croissant or something. Yeah, I mean, you know,
a
it's
bagel.
Crazy. Yeah. So, it is what it is, you know. But you got it. That's the way you do business in Annapolis, unfortunately.
Yep.
Here's how we do business. We talk about our sponsors. Onyx. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. In other words, it's a mapping app. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation, Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Enjoy the weather today. The heat and humidity start to increase again Sunday and into early next week. In fact, temperatures back into the 90s for the start of the work week. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us here today. Temperatures again a couple degrees below average. We're in the low 80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 63. Warmer and more humid Sunday, mostly sunny. A stray late-day shower or storm possible. Highs tomorrow upper 80s. Hot Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy, low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, bow season's right around the corner. I mean right around the corner. September 7th, it all kicks off. That's not too far away. It's Friday. Barnett, Mission, 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and especially Raven are the crossbows available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Matthews compound bows and a big old clearance sale on Hoyt compound bows are all happening right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Located on just off Route 50, exit 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. Why not check it out? They got the full line of camo, including Scentlock apparel, banded clothing. They've got the Remington firearms and all the Dove ammunition and stools and decoys you need. Muzzle loaders, accessories from CVA and Thompson Center. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, bags, and tumblers. Bubba blade knife, waterfowl calls, decoy steel shot gear, camo, all of the above. Boots, hips, waders. You name it. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. And, you know, fishing season is going to pick up here in the fall. They've got all that stuff, too. You know, all the live and frozen bait, the line, the rods, the reels for any type of fishing. Tons of trolling lures, tons of bucktails. Check it all out at Chesapeake Outdoors. Exit 39B off Route 50, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop. You know they carry the fine Browning firearms. Dove season right around the corner. I'm going to hit you with a couple of them. The 725 Satori Sporting Model. Available in 12 and 20 gauge. The field model is also available for those of you who like to hunt upland birds with over and unders. If you like a pump shotgun, the BPS is available in 410 and 28 and 20 for you dove hunters. Comes 16, 12, and 10 gauge models as well. 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available. There's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet, if you like to go that way. All at Clyde Sports Shop. And rebates on Browning Firearms, up to $100. Check it all out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9, phone 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about a brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country
Yep. That's right. There's the music. Hey, we survived another 2 hours. Hope you enjoyed some of it. Sorry about all the politics, but